The 23rd day of the blessed month of Baba. The martyrdom of Saint Dionysius, the Bishop of Corinth. On this day, Saint Dionysius, the Bishop of Corinth in Greece, was martyred during the days of Diocletian and Maximianus, who reigned between 284 and 312 AD. Dionysius endured many severe tortures for the sake of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory, and for refusing to offer incense to the idols. When they saw his perseverance and were weary of torturing him, they cut off his head with the sword, and thus he received the crown of eternal glory. May the prayers of Saint Dionysius be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, we commemorate the departure of Saint Yusub, the 52nd Pope of Alexandria. It was in the year 849 AD, and by Yusub I, the 52nd Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was the only child of his parents, who were from the city of Maynooth. When his parents departed and he was still young, a certain rich family raised him. When he grew up, he longed for the monastic life, and so he went to the Patriarch Pope Marcus II and revealed to the Pope his desire. The Pope rejoiced and sent him to the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness of Shahit, and he became a monk under the guidance of a holy elderly man. The monk Yusub lived a life of asceticism and piety. Pope Marcus II ordained him a priest and served with him in the Patriarchate a period of time and then returned to the wilderness. After the departure of Anba Simon II, the 51st Patriarch, the bishops and the people asked of God to make known to them whom he chose. The Lord guided them to this father. They sent a delegation to the wilderness to bring him. On their way, they prayed to God, saying, "We beg thee, O Lord, if you have chosen this father for this honor, let the sign be that we find his door open upon our arrival." When they arrived, they found his door open, for he was bidding farewell to some visiting monks. When he was about to close his door, he saw them coming, and so he received them with joy and welcomed them to his cell. When they entered, they seized him and told him axios, meaning he is worthy. They took Yusub to Alexandria, where they placed their hands over him, consecrating him patriarch in the year 831 AD. Yusub took a great interest for building the churches and teaching the people. However, Satan became envious and brought much sorrow upon him. The bishops of Tinnis and Misr, or Cairo, had brought many hardships upon their congregations, and the people appealed to the patriarch for help. And Yusub asked the two bishops often to be merciful to their flocks, but they would not accept his behest. He exerted a great effort to reconcile between them, but it was in vain. The Pope convened a council and excommunicated them. When they were excommunicated, unfortunately, these two bishops went to the governor of Cairo and brought false accusations against Anba Yusub. The governor sent his brother with some soldiers to bring the patriarch to him. When they came to the patriarch, the governor's brother drew his sword to kill him. But the Lord thrust aside his hand, and the sword struck a pillar and was broken. The prince became angry, and so he drew his dagger and drove it with all his might into the side of his father. The dagger did not do any harm to the patriarch other than cutting his clothing. The prince realized that the patriarch had divine grace and heavenly protection, and so he brought him with respect to his brother and told him about what had happened. The governor also respected and feared Yusub. The governor asked the patriarch about the accusations that were made against him. The patriarch proved to him the falsehoods of these accusations and informed him about the truth of these two complaining former bishops. The governor was convinced and honored the patriarch and wrote for him a decree that no one should disobey him in any ordination or removal of any bishops or in any other work concerning the church. The Lord wrought many miracles by his hands. Yusuf continually preached to the sinners and admonished the disobedient, establishing the people in the Orthodox faith. After having sat on the throne of St. Mark for 18 years, Pope Yusuf departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.